flash that you need to hear, so listen to me closely. NATO, in just the last few minutes, says the Nord Stream pipeline leaks, Nord Stream 1 and 2 that lead from Russia into Europe, multiple leaks now, is the result of deliberate, reckless, and irresponsible acts of sabotage. These leaks are causing risk to shipping and substantial environmental damage. We support the investigations underway and vow a determined response. Just remember, what motive would Russia have to do this? We'll talk more about this coming up, but what motive would Russia have to do this? None. They make money if that oil and gas flows from their country to Europe. Why would they sabotage their own pipeline? The answer is they would not. That's my guess. Back to the presidential election here. There's this mass exodus of Latinos leaving Democrats and going to Republicans. Donald Trump got 38% of the Latino vote in 2020, up dramatically from 2016, and it's getting bigger. Why? They believe in a secure border. Jim Robb is the vice president with Numbers USA and author of a brand new book, Political Migrants, Hispanic Voters on the Move. Oh, they're on the move, all right. Jim, good to have you here.
Great. Thanks to be here.
Thank you. Latinos, you see it happen with Myra Flores in South Texas. First to have that seat in decades since Reconstruction, I guess. And you see this all over the country. Powerful Latino women, actually, stepping up. But you also have people like...
Yes, it is remarkable.
It is. And then you have people like Jason Meares, the attorney general now in Virginia. You see, I think the new face of conservatism, Jim, is black and brown. I do. Look around this country and look at who some of the most successful conservatives are now. Black and brown faces saying, you know what? We believe in faith, family, and country just like conservatives do. What do you say?
Well, that's right. And the big Rasmussen poll of 2,750 Hispanic likely voters that we did just for my book and included in the book says that the more religious Hispanics, the ones who've been in America longer, who speak English more at home, the ones who make a little bit more income, these are the ones that are gravitating most to the Republican Party. And in fact, Protestant Hispanics are already voting more than 50% for Republicans. They voted more than 50% for Trump. And people who attend church weekly or nearly weekly, also more than 50% voting for Republicans already. It's the people who have traditional values, who live in traditional families, the married Hispanics, much more Republican than those who are not married, for example, our poll reveals. And so and one thing that was very evident from our polling, we asked a lot of immigration questions, and Hispanic voters hate illegal immigration.
That's right, because, you know, and one of the reasons for that, I'm going to guess, you tell me if I'm right or wrong, one of the reasons for that, I believe, is because when the illegals come into the country, they try to blend in, to disappear. So they go disappear into groups of people that look like them or talk like them or whatnot. Those could be first and second generation Latino communities and places all over this country where they've congregated some. And so what they end up with is this criminal element and violent people and gang members in places where they have families and children and have established themselves as American citizens. And they don't want that filth in their communities, right or wrong.
Well, that's part of it. Another part of it is competition for jobs. So a lot of Hispanics are in labor and hard-working jobs. And when people come across the border, that's the kind of jobs that they try to get. So it's competition. It's crowded schools. It's overcrowded highways. It's competition for social services in the community. There's every reason to oppose illegal immigration. And of the 61 million Hispanics now in the United States, two-thirds were born here, and 8 million more have become citizens. So this is a group of people who they know which side they're on. They know what it's like from their ancestors in Mexico, Venezuela, and places like this, and they don't want America to be like that. They want America to be like America.
Well, exactly. They came here for a reason. And they don't believe that America is this unfair, racist place where black and brown people are treated terribly, blah, blah, blah. Nobody believes that. That is a narrative from the socialists trying to, you know, turn America into something that it's not. White supremacy. Yeah, white supremacy. Yeah, it's just behind every tree. Yeah, Jim, you see, it's every place you go. I mean, come on. Years ago, I was, when I still thought that the Southern Poverty Law Center had some relevance. Boy, was I mistaken. Anyhow, I did a story 10 years ago or 12, and they couldn't identify 10,000 members of the Ku Klux Klan in all of America. They couldn't find 10,000 members. There's like 300 here and 150 over there. It's not exactly a big problem in a country of 325 million. In fact, it's something that could be stamped out, and it's going to be fringe out there forever. But they keep trying to push that narrative, don't they?
Yes. In the book, I give a little bit of the history of Hispanics in America, and I do talk about the Ku Klux Klan and their rise in the 1920s. Within 5 years, the Ku Klux Klan went from a huge, big organization to nothing. It was already discredited before the year 1930, and it's never been a...
Well, that's because their champion... That's because their champion, Woodrow Wilson, was no longer in the White House. So it peaked about 1920, 21, 22, you know, at the back end of Wilson's time in the White House. But with him not there, it went away. You know, a racist president, without that, you couldn't get it done.
One thing that's very interesting in the poll is that 80% of Hispanics feel very welcomed in this country. So they were asked how open and welcoming is America to Hispanics like you? And 80% said open and welcoming. And only 2% said not at all open and welcoming.
So let me ask
Hispanics
you this.
They're happy as clams. With
yeah,
country.
They are. Listen.
Yeah.
Faith, family, country. That's what my daughter Flores ran on. That's what the vast majority of Latinos believe. They came from countries where the Roman Catholic Church is very strong. Faith is strong in their lives. The family unit is intact. And they believe in the American dream, and they believe in freedom. Now, you wrote the book Political Migrants. Let me ask you this. Donald Trump got 38% in 2020. What do you expect the percentage of Hispanic vote to be this year or in 2024? Because the migration is on. Give me some idea where you think it's going. And give me the last word.
Says this, our poll says it will be 41% this fall, and maybe about that in the next presidential election. We'll see. A lot of things can change, but that's so high that it would disrupt the entire national strategy of the Democratic Party.
Well, I think it already has. And yeah. And you know what? I think it's going to be higher, but that's just me. Jim, good conversation. Thank you for being here. Vice President Numbers, USA, and the numbers are pretty clear. Hispanics are on the move. Political Migrants is the book. Hispanic voters on the move. Jim, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
There you have it. When we come back, Wendy Block will be here talking about minimum wage, sick leave, and everything else. It's the Michigan Chamber Business Brief straight ahead here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere. Headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.